Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
Yes, 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 y'all. This is the first podcast episode of 2022. And if you are here, I want to thank you guys so much. So let's hop into this episode. And my number one piece of advice, you guys, is stop owning bad shit. Seriously, stop owning it. So I'm pretty sure most of you have heard the saying, speaking into existence. And a lot of you guys, you're speaking the negativity into existence and you're not even aware that you're doing it. See, this is the reason why it helps to have either a trusted friend or a coach, aka somebody like me, that could help shed light on what you're saying, because what you're saying is actually a reflection of your belief system, you guys. So when you're actually talking, whether it be actually vocalizing it or texting, because we are living in this new age where most of us text, what you're doing is you're actually giving space to your belief system. You're shedding light on your belief system. And so I'm seeing a lot of people say, well, I'm lazy. I'm bad. Stop owning bad shit. Like, if this is not going to help you reach your goal, stop owning it. Stop giving this word, this type of power over your life, because yes, this is the reason why you're struggling with manifesting this specific goal. You guys, you're always manifesting, okay? You're always manifesting. What is manifestation? It's simply turning a thought into reality. So if you think that you're lazy, guess what? You're going to be lazy. If you think that you're bad at, guess what? You're going to be bad at it, right? You only speak things that you actually believe. And so if you do not believe something is possible for you, you will always find a way to sabotage. Sabotaging, what does that look like? Getting caught up in perfectionism, where now you just keep idolizing and doing things that have absolutely nothing to do with your goal, but you continue to want to be perfect at it, right? Or you don't put something out there until it's perfect. Or maybe it's the trap of procrastination, where you just don't do a damn thing. You just keep putting it off day after day after day. Maybe it's feeling helpless, like, oh, I can't do it on my own. I need somebody to lead the way for me, right? So when you actually lack belief, when you don't trust in yourself, when there's a level of self-doubt, you're going to actually sabotage. And so this is the reason why it helps to actually become more mindful of what you're saying. And if you need a little bit of assistance with this, you guys, it does not hurt to actually get help, so this way you can break past that barrier, okay? So as I'm speaking to people, I hear people saying, I'm lazy. Okay, well, guess what? As long as you are breathing, right? As long as you are alive, you always have the power to change. So yes, I want you to repeat after me. I have the power to create change in my life. Yes, I've said that several times. Why? Because a lot of us need that reminder, okay? You don't always have to be lazy. You don't always have to be bad at. You can change things. See, this is why I covered it in my glow up planner, right? So my glow up planner, for those of you who don't know, it's freaking amazing, but it actually helps you manifest your goal within 30 days. And what I cover in there is visualization, I cover assessment, I cover affirmations, I also cover an action plan. And why do I do that? To help you rewire your mind. So what happens, you guys, when you speak things into existence? When you're speaking something, you're actually giving your mind the command to do it. So your mind only wants to please you. It only wants to please and protect you. So when you say something, your mind is going to say, okay, well, this is what she believes. This is how she's done it in the past. Let's help her do it again. That's all this happening. You're actually giving your mind a command. It's just like if you were on your phone and you told your phone to stop loading a website, your phone would stop loading a website. Well, when you're speaking, you're giving your mind the command to do something. So when you say I'm lazy, you have to give your mind a command to figure out whatever lazy means to you and to actually do that. So here are three things that I want you to focus on. Is I'm going to call this the three A's to help you break past these bad habits and patterns, so this way you can start purposely manifesting your goal. So the first A, you guys, is awareness. I cannot stress this enough. Awareness is key. Once you become aware of something, then you have the power to say whether or not you're going to continue to do it or whether you're going to change something. So tip number two is I want you to create an action plan, okay? So now that you're aware of it, what can you do to actually change this behavior? tip number three is to affirm this, okay? So remember we said speaking into existence is you giving your mind the command. Well, when you affirm it, this is you giving your mind a new command. So this way you are doing new things that are going to help you manifest this goal. So the three A's is create awareness, create an action plan, and create an affirmation for it. So here's an example. Instead of you saying, oh, I'm lazy, that's just how I'm going to be, or I'm bad at drinking water, whatever you're saying, right? Here's an example of that. So instead of saying I'm lazy, I'm becoming better at waking up earlier because I have set an alarm clock that will help me. I'm becoming better at becoming more mindful and practicing meditation each morning because I have set up an alarm clock. So do you hear what I'm saying? I'm becoming better at. Or you can say, I'm learning how to, whatever works in your situation. So I'm becoming better at. You see, we remove that negative word. We remove negative, or like we remove lazy. Or if you say, I'm bad at drinking water. Well, guess what? I'm becoming better at drinking more water throughout the day. Do you hear what I'm saying? So maybe that is setting an alarm clock to remind yourself to drink water, right? Whatever it is, whatever works for you. So I want you to become aware so you can create an action plan and then affirm that new action. So stop owning bad shit. Like if you know that this is what's getting in the way of you manifesting your goal, right? Become aware of that. Be honest with yourself. And so that's the reason why a lot of us struggle with our goals as well, is because we're not being honest with ourselves. We get addicted to these limiting beliefs and these excuses and we fall victim to that. So now I want you to actually reclaim your power. So yes, repeat after me. I have the power to create change in my life.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnataliebutler.com, and we'll see you on the inside.